The attribute we will look at today is the attribute of Ash-Shahid, maybe translated as the witness. Let's first look at a Quranic reference for this attribute. And in Surah Al-Hamim Sijda, that's Surah number 41, Ayah 53, the latter part of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ وَلَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. He said, is it not sufficient as regards to your Rabb that he is a witness, he is a shaheed over all things? According to Mu'jam Maqais al-Lugha by Ibn Faris, the topic of the word shahida, which is a root word for a shaheed, which means saw or witnessed or testified or indicates, linguistically means presence or knowledge and the dissemination of such knowledge. The attribute ash-shahid is derived from shuhud, which is eyewitnesses, and it requires knowledge by observation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed because he is present and observes all beings whom he has created and whom he will create at any time and in any place. And he is fully aware of them. When he says he is with you wherever you may be, aynama takun, wherever you are. Ash-shahid is a superlative of ash-shahid, which is their witness as such. See, it means the one who is faithful in his witness and from whose knowledge nothing at all escapes. And if we put all that simply, he is the one who witnesses all that happens everywhere at all times. He is close to all things, whether we think of them as near or far. He pays attention to all events, whether we see them as large or small. He knows everything through his attribute Al-Alim. He is aware of the secrets and inner aspects of everything through the attribute Al-Khabir. And therefore thus he is a witness to everything that appears, whether there are other witnesses to it or not, through his attribute Ash-Shahid. I've mentioned this incident before, but maybe it, or this story before, but maybe it will bring back to us what Ash-Shahid is. Some of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ went for a walk in the country near Medina when they saw a child shepherding a flock. They invited him to share their meal, and he declined, saying that he was fasting. Now, this devotion amazed the companions because it wasn't the month of Ramadan. So they asked the boy to sell them a sheep and promised him half of its meat as a gift. The boy said that the sheep were not his and he did not have the right to sell them. With the intention of testing him, they said, "My child, who will know? You can always say that you lost the sheep." At that, the boy screamed out. He said, "Ayna Allah? Ayna Allah? Where is Allah? Where is Allah?" And he ran away. As a reward, one of the companions bought the whole herd from its owner and donated it to the young shepherd, who profited it in this world as well. But it was the awareness of his, of Ash-Shahid. And it is said that this companion, whenever he saw this young man, he would say, "Ayna Allah? Where is Allah?" And the child was known as Ayna Allah. Where is Allah? And that is what Ash-Shahid means. Psychoethically, how do we apply it to our lives? To know that he's witnessing every action, every thought, every intention. He knows it all. He knows the unseen and the seen. In Surah Al-Tawbah or Surah Al-Bara'ah, Surah number 9, Ayah 94, he mentions it so explicitly. He said, وَصَوَّرَ اللَّهَ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. He says, Allah and His Messenger see your doings, and then you shall be brought back to the knower of the unseen and the seen, and He will inform you what you did. He is a witness of absolutely everything that we do. But more important in all that is to believe that he suffices as a witness over us. We don't need other people to see when they're doing good deeds, when they're doing something, and to be able to be acknowledged by them. He is sufficient. Hasbi Allah, he's enough. It's important to also understand that when we express a shaheed within ourselves, then it is the ability to bear witness to the truth of everything having come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All khair comes from him. There's a wonderful anecdote about a young man who said to his father, "The pompous sermons of the religious scholars make no impression upon me because I don't find their practice in conformity with their teachings. They teach me to abandon the world, but they themselves run after it. Why should one teach humankind and forget one's own self? A religious scholar who runs after money has lost his own way. How can he show the right path to others? And the drowsy one, well, how can he keep others awake?" And his father said, "It's not wise to turn your attention away from the advice of those of learning merely on account of some of their weaknesses, accusing them of contradictions in their words and deeds, and remaining excluded from the benefit of knowledge. If you shut your eyes, the sun cannot show you the way. If we are not witnesses to truth, then truth cannot guide us." It's important to look at it in a different way as well. A 13th century mystic called Mahmud Shabistari acts as a witness, as a shaheed, when he says in his book, Gulshan-e-Raad, "Know that the world is a mirror from head to foot. In every atom are 100 blazing suns. If you cleave the heart of one drop of water, 100 pure oceans emerge from it. If you examine closely each grain of sand, 1,000 atoms may be seen in it. In its members, a gnat is like an elephant. In its qualities, a drop of rain is like the Nile. The heart of a barley corn equals 100 harvests. A world dwells in the heart of a wheat seed. In the wing of a gnat is the ocean of life. In the pupil of the eye, a heaven. What thought the grain of the heart be small, it's a station for the rub of both worlds to dwell therein." It's a matter of opening our eyes and witnessing the truth, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does it manifest itself? It manifests itself in us as somebody who is able to find haqq, to find righteousness, to find goodness, to be a witness of goodness in everything. Like Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam said, "I see Allah before everything, with everything, and after everything." It's being able to witness divinity in absolutely everything we do. If you feel you're doing wrong things despite knowing they are wrong, then recite Ya Shaheed in a series of 21 repetitions at a time, all the time. The same repetition of 21 can be made while putting one's index finger upon the hand of a disobedient child to make him or her more obedient. Inshallah, Allah will fulfill your wishes.